chapter 42. Bryony regained her senses in a pale, flickering world. Somewhere close by, the sounds of the waterfall carried to her, echoing all around. She was draped across a rock slab, up to her waist in water. Togget's face was next to hers. He was still unconscious, but breathing slowly. Surprised that she was still alive, the Mouse Maid stood, swaying groggily, with the water lapping gently around her. As she heaved Togget's limp body up onto the rock, she noticed that the lifeline had held. Unfastening it from both their waists, Bryony coiled the line and shouldered it. She climbed up on the rock slab alongside the mole and took stock of their surroundings. It was a gigantic cavern inside the mountain. Redwall Abbey would have easily fit into it with room to spare. The waterfall formed a broad river, dotted with rock islands and natural stepping stones. Luminosity from the river flickered all around, forming shifting liquid light patterns on the high rock walls and surfaces. It was a timeless world, where neither night nor day held sway, forever bathed in its own pale radiance, constantly echoing to the sound of water everywhere, flowing, falling, or trickling. Their food haversack came floating gently by. Bryony hooked it out and emptied the contents onto the rock slab. The fruit was all right. She wiped up an apple and took a bite. Togget stared, opening his eyes slowly.
"Yer, be this place dark forest? 'Tain't like I imagined it to be. Bryony, be us'n's dead or still a-living?"
The Mouse Maid chuckled and unstoppered a flask of dandelion and burdock cordial. She passed it to Togget, who sat up blinking like an owl and drank deeply.
"Oh, that's better, missy. Yer, us'n's surely landed on a right strange burrow."
The Mouse Maid relieved him of the flask.
"Well, at least we're still alive. Most of our food is ruined by the water, though. A bit of fruit in this cordial seems to be all we have. Rest a while here, then we'll search for Vale. If we've survived the waterfall, then I'm sure he did."
Togget wrung moisture from his tunic.
"Brr, what if he didn't survive?"
The Mouse Maid was unwilling to contemplate such an idea.
"Don't say that, Togget. He is alive. I'm almost certain he is."
The faithful mole shook his velvety head.
"Bryony, you'm wasting your life a-chasing after yon ferret. He'm a bad beast and will bring you naught but harm."
Bryony packed what little food was still edible into the wet haversack and started the search.
"Vale wasn't always bad. Remember when he was a tiny dibbon? He was such a nice babe. He'll change one day, you'll see."